Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilo Nishmas Abimori Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Harini Kabaros Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And learning in the shul this week was graciously sponsored by our dear friends the Wolks. Lilo Nishmas Sarah, their mother Mrs. Annette Wolk Allah Shalom, the unbelievable Rebbetzin down in Dallas. And we find ourselves in Sefer Zechariah, and today we are going to cover the 11th parak of Zechariah, where Zechariah begins talking about how the great nations fell. The Navi says, open your doors, O Levanon. Let fire consume your cedar. After all, we know that Levanon was known as the source of the great cedar wood that would be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Here, it's a metaphor for the Bayis Sheni, says the Malbim, or the Chashmonai dynasty, says the Ibn Ezra, or Rashi says it's a reference to the nations of the world. The fire is going to consume your cedars. That's a reference to the future destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, if you hold like the Malbim. And Zechariah hoped that the knowledge of that the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed would prompt people to do tshuva, and that would get them to get Hashem to change the decree. Or maybe, says Ibn Ezra, it refers to the destruction of the Hashmonai kings. After all, he refers to them as the Lebanon. Or, according to Rashi, it's a reference to the nation's kings. Whatever it is, it's a little bit unclear, and that's what Rashi had told us at the beginning of Sefer Zechariah. We're not always 100% clear. One thing we do know is that the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes, does bring down that during the 40 years before the destruction of Bayis Sheni, the Goral, the lot that was supposed to be Lashem, never came up in the Kohen Gadol's right hand. And we know that the silk never turned white, in Yadimu Katola. And we also know that the Ner Maravi never stayed lit, and the doors of the Beis HaMikdash kept swinging open. And all this occurred until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Beis HaMikdash, why do you have to frighten yourself? I know you're going to be destroyed. And because Zechariah ben Ido said that Pislu Dalsos Levanon. And why do we see that the Beis HaMikdash is called Levanon? So Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's Malbim Chatoi Am Yisrael. So we do see a reference that does suggest that the Beis HaMikdash is called Levanon. It's a reference to the destruction that is going to be. Halo Barosh Kinafal Erez Asher Adirim Shudadu Hilelu El Elon Ebashan Kiarad Yar Abatzir. Will, for the cedar has fallen, the mighty have been ravaged. Will, Oaks of Bashan, for the guarded forest was demolished. Again, here we're talking about the names of the kings or their ministers. You should be a reference to the Kodesh HaKadashim, which is the guarded forest. All these things are going to be destroyed. Kol Yelilas Haroim Kishudada Adartam Kol Shagas Kfirin Kishudad Gona Yardain. Listen to the wailings of the shepherds. Their glory was spoiled. Listen to the young lions, because we know that the pride of the Yardain was spoiled, that the authority was going to be undermined. And the spiritual leaders are going to react to the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Instead of mourning over the Averos, they mourned over their own kavod being destroyed. One day, the Chashmonai kings will bemoan the destruction of their palaces. And this is going to be a destruction. And the pasuk continues and says, Ko amar Hashem Elokai, re'eh es tzon ha'aregah. So Hashem says, tend the flock of slaughter. Hashem tells Zechariah, concerning Am Yisrael's future leadership, that one day they would assume direct control over Am Yisrael. And he adds, Asher konehen yahargun v'lo yeshamu u'mochreim yomar baruch Hashem v'ashir v'oyim lo yachma alayim. Hashem said that, blessed be Hashem, because I became wealthy, and the shepherds should not have pity on them. And kilo echmol od al yoshvei ha'aretz nom Hashem. Hashem says, I no longer have pity on the inhabitants of the land. Right? V'hine anochi mamtzi es ha'adam ish biyad re'eu biyad malko v'chititu es ha'aretz v'lo atzil mi'adam. Hashem says, I'll deliver each one into his hand, his neighbor's hands, and they'll crush the land, and I won't save them.
So I tended the flock of slaughter, including the poor, and I took myself two sticks, one I called pleasant, and one I called destroyers. And what I did was I took care of them. And Hashem says, in the past, when my relationship began with Am Yisrael, I had to go ahead and deal with them. And I had to deal with Am Yisrael. Sometimes I had to destroy them. And sometimes I had to, when Am Yisrael listened to Torah mitzvos, I was good to them. And that brought out the splitting of Am Yisrael into two kingdoms. Noam was a reference to Yerubam. Chovim was a reference to Rechavam. And there are certain aspects that Hashem protected Am Yisrael in good times and bad, regardless of whether they kept the Torah mitzvos. But Hashem had to figure out when and where to choose which style to use when taking care of the nations of the world, of Am Yisrael among the nations of the world. So I cut off the three shepherds in 1 month. What does that mean? It was the death of Yehoram, the annihilation of Beis Achav and the house of Achazio. I took care of it all at once. Or it could be a reference to the death of Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi, which is the end of Nevuah, says the Ibn Ezra. Or it could be a reference to three sons of Matisyo, Kohen Gadol, who were deposed within a very short period of time. And so whichever it is, Hashem says, I had to go ahead and get rid of them at one time. I couldn't tolerate them, and they were too much for me. That is to say, it was too intense. The Malbim has a different view. He says he got rid of the three Persian kings who give Am Yisrael permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Koresh, Artaxasta, and Daryavish. And when Alexander the Great deposed the Persian monarchy, the Nevuah was filled in 1 month. Hashem said, I couldn't tolerate Am Yisrael, and they didn't take care of me. So what happened? But Omar lo ereschem, Amesa tamosu anechedesti kached vanisharos tochalna isha es pesar reusa. I said, I'm not going to take care of you. That which dies is going to die. That which is cut off is going to be cut off. And the survivors are going to eat each other's flesh. In other words, people are going to suffer. And those who weren't going to be killed by their enemies were going to turn on each other. And that was fulfilled, says the Malbim, in the time when Rome took over Am Yisrael, when those who supported military resistance turned against the Chachamim. And so Hashem says, V'akach esmakli es Noam. So at that point in time, I took the stick called Noam, but V'agado so, I cut it off. L'hafir es brisi ha-shakarati kol amim. Hashem said, look, when we had the rest of the nations, when Aram went against Shomron during Hoachaz ben Yehu, and subsequently when Yoshio died at the hands of Paronecho, Hashem said, I had to annul my pact. You didn't keep the Torah and the mitzvos, so I had to go ahead. Vatefer bayomahu vayedu kein ani atzon Hashomer mosiki devar Hashemu. And so the regular people realized, the tzaddikim realized, that the misfortune that was going on for Am Yisrael was a fulfillment of Hashem's word in front of Moshe, that Hashem is going to take you to a goy meirachok. And you need to understand that that happened because I was very upset. V'omar aleihem, imto beinechem havu schari, v'milch adelu v'yishklu aschari shloshim kesef. And so Hashem said, if it pleases you, pay me, and if not, then forget about it. Stop. So they weighed out 30 pieces of silver. That was the standard wage of shepherds in those days, and that's the 30 tzaddikim, tzaddikim nistarim, says Rashi, right? That are alive in every single generation. There are 30 tzaddikim who hold the world up, and according to the Malbim, these are the people who give their lives for Kedusha Hashem. They pay Hashem in that regard to take care of it. So Hashem says, give it to the keeper of the treasury, to the stronghold of glory that I stripped him of. So Hashem says to store away the merits until the time when in their zchus, the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And again, it's going to be these Lamed, the Lamed Tzaddikim of each generation that they're going to be around at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And they're going to, and I want you to hold on to it. So I cut off the second stick, the Chovel one, to get rid of the brotherhood between Yehuda and Yisrael. And what is that understanding? The Navi says when Tzidkiyahu was captured and kicked out of the land, that prior to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, I got rid of that as well. According to the Ibn Ezra, no, it's a reference to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash by Titus. And so whatever it is, in the Bayis Rishon, Yehuda and Binyamin took over the Avodah Zarah of the Aseres HaShvatim, and so that's called the Brotherhood. And Hashem says, in order for there to be, in order to disrupt the relationship, I wanted to make sure that was broken up. It shouldn't be based on the fact that you did Avodah Zarah, now I'm going to do it as well. And so Hashem says, Ayom Hashem Eilai Od Kach Lach Kli Roa Evli. Hashem says, take for yourself another thing, the instrument of a foolish shepherd. A foolish shepherd takes the animals by hitting them with a rod, which causes them to be injured. So Hashem says, the last kings of the Bayesheni era, who are hinted to over here, or maybe this is a hint, says the Radak, to Herod, who was also not a very wise individual. And they just kept beating on the people. Kinei Anochi, make him roe ba'aretz anechados lo yifkod anar lo yivakesh v'nishberes lo yirapeh. Hashem says, I'm setting up a shepherd in the land. Those that are cut off, he won't remember. The foolish ones, he won't go seek out. Anitzava lo yichalka. Those who are standing there, he won't feed. Ubasar bria yochel parsem yifarek. The healthy ones, the fat ones, he's going to consume their heat. Their meat and their hoofs he's going to break. In other words, the leaders are not going to be concerned about the rest of Am Yisrael, and those are going to be the leaders that are going to be there towards the end of the bias. And Hoy Roi Ha Eliel Ozveaton Cherav Al Zroo Vain Yemino Zroo Yovosh Tivosh Vain Yemino Koa Techae, worthless shepherd who gets rid of his flock, a sword on his arm and his right eye, his arm shall wither and his right eye shall dim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that declaration. And he says, basically, Hashem is in total control of the world. He sent us into Galus. He's going to bring us back. He has that ability to go ahead and do so. And Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, we'll see exactly how Hashem plans to do so. Everyone have a fantastic day and a wonderful Shabbos in the process.